2CH.
Home cooking, home cooking.
And now, cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
21 minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
I just heard that commercial there for Conviction, a film. There's a television series, I think it's due to start this week, called Conviction Kitchen. And they're all people who've been in jail.
Oh, no.
Yes. They're looking for new. And also,
I can't believe that, really.
I don't know whether you've seen the new show. It only started yesterday at 4 o'clock.
I missed it. I'm going to try and remember to watch it this afternoon.
It's a kids' cooking show.
Yeah, on Channel 9, Kitchen Whiz, yes.
Yeah. Is that the one, can I mention it?
Go on.
That they wanted you to donate copies of your book?
I think they wanted about 1,000 copies of my book to give away as prizes.
Free?
Free, yeah, and then they wanted me to give them ideas, you know, for children to send along. Yeah. For free. Channel 9.
Mm. Yes, you didn't do that. The book we're talking about is Mini Chef, and you're doing something, I believe, at Stanton Library at 1 o'clock today.
Yes, I'm giving a talk up there at North Sydney, just near the Council Chambers in Miller Street, 1 o'clock.
And as we've said before, when they had kids, the mini, whatever it was called, Master Chef, the things that the kids were cooking were quite extreme.
Oh, well, as I've said to you before, I mean, it's ridiculous to expect children of 12 to emulate Michelin star chefs. Ridiculous. One of the really popular things in my mini chef book is the watermelon basket. The kids love making that because it gives them a chance to use the melon baller. We scoop out all the flesh of the watermelon with these melon ballers, and they love doing that. And in fact, that's the recipe I've got for you today, is to do with watermelon, because it was so hot on the weekend. I mean, I was just dying from the heat and hanging out for pieces of chilled watermelon. And I was just reading about it, and did you realise that watermelon is actually a vegetable?
No, I did not.
It's related to cucumbers, pumpkins and squash, and it takes about 10 to 12 weeks to grow. And in some states, you know, where it's really hot, it can actually get sunburnt, so they use the sunscreen to protect it.
Goodness me. Now, I've always found it a bit less than satisfying because it seems to disappear in your mouth.
Oh, well, I think it's really wonderful when it's chilled straight from the fridge. But maybe you're probably recalling the old-fashioned variety of watermelons. You know those long, oval ones? One of the things I say to the kids in the class is that, you know, when I was a kid, we didn't have seedless watermelons. We had watermelons that had a lot of black pips in them. And then I say, you know, guess what we used to do with the pips? And, of course, we used to spit them. But,
yeah.
But you know, over the last couple of decades, they've developed this variety, which is a seedless one. And it's a beautiful, vibrant red colour. It's actually crunchier than the that traditional oval-shaped watermelon. And it's actually tastier. It seems to have more sugar content in it. And I use the little round ones to make the watermelon baskets with in the classes.
Oh.
And, in fact, in Queensland, they hold a watermelon festival each. Well, I think it's every second year. I know the next one's in 2013 at Chinchilla. I imagine this year it was probably wiped out because of the floods. But they have pip-spitting competitions there. And you won't believe it, but they also have melon skiing competitions at this festival.
Now, you've just mentioned Chinchilla. I was watching Four Corners last night, and there may be no more melons coming from Chinchilla because apparently the gas people are putting, it's just like the big oil drills, all over the countryside.
Poor Chinchilla, suffering more ways than one. Well, I looked up their website, and it does say that their next festival is in February 2013, so there you go. But the Japanese, being sort of as wacky as they can be, they've developed a square-shaped watermelon, and they developed that so that they could fit it in their fridges and that was easy to sort of pack in boxes.
Oh, now just before you give us, I've got a record here called Watermelon Man.
Yeah. I love that. I love that song.
Well, I'm going to play it, but first of all, we were talking about 4 o'clock. You're doing a special kids class.
Yes, I've got kids cooking class on Friday, this Friday, and my idea is that at the end of the week, when parents are tired and kids have sort of had enough, it's a really good idea to come along to one of my cooking classes from 4 to 7pm, and they learn how to prepare something for dinner, and they eat it so that they're fed when the parents come to pick them up at 7 o'clock. And I've got some spaces left in that class this week.
So we go to your website?
Yeah, and find the information there at sheridanrogers.com.au and go to the kids cooking section.
And you're in what do we call where you live, Cameray?
Yep.
Very handy.
Over the bridge.
Okay, now what's your recipe?
Well, so it's for watermelon ice, of course. And actually, I thought it was a really good thing, a good idea for kids coming home on these very hot, humid days and getting stuck into some watermelon ice. A very simple recipe, just with some puree of the watermelon. And these days, of course, you haven't got those black pips to get out of it. Some caster sugar and some lemon juice, and puree it and put it in the freezer and then give it to the kids when they get home.
And the recipe is on?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye.